The Marysville shooting is the most confounding school shooting yet because this freshman, Jalen Freiberg, was not an outcast. He was into sports, he was on the football team, he was the homecoming prince, and he came from a large and respected family. The one red flag seems to be this series of tweets in the days before the shooting indicating he was angry over what friends say was a relationship with the girl he ended up killing. According to one friend, quote, he had a short fuse, but he was a really good kid. So, how did this good kid with a short fuse get his hands on a .40 caliber pistol? A pistol that, according to news accounts, was legally purchased and owned by his father. One of the first tweets I got after this happened said, quote, curious, what law would have stopped the Marysville shooting? Answer, none, unquote. Actually, there is a law that says it is illegal for anyone under 21 to possess a handgun. But, of course, the point of the message was no law could have prevented this. So, does that mean we ought to give up? No, because I think we all know who could have prevented this, the rightful owner of that gun. We have learned over the years that teenagers, especially teenage boys, do not think rationally. There are millions of them thinking irrationally as we speak, and we need to make sure they are never armed without supervision. And that's not on the police. That's not on the politicians. It's on gun owners. An unarmed kid with a short fuse is just another kid who needs to grow up. An armed kid with a short fuse is one trigger pull away from being a killer. What happened on Friday wasn't what we typically describe as terrorism. But how is it any different from the lone wolf attacks we are endlessly being warned about, and which are the reason that we are once again at war in the Middle East? One look at the videos from last Friday tells you the kids in that cafeteria were just as terrified as the members of the Canadian Parliament. This kind of thing terrifies every single parent in America. Schools drill for it the way we drilled for nuclear war in the 60s. But here's the good news. We don't need drones and bombers to stop this kind of terrorism. We already have boots on the ground. The Second Amendment calls them the well-regulated militia. They're the responsible gun owners who are truly serious about weapons and who would never allow a .40 caliber handgun to fall into the hands of a thief, a person with mental illness, or a child, and who would support punishing the irresponsible gun owners who do. If the well-regulated militia took its job seriously, we could prevent these tragedies without a single new law.